T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Morning, Maxie.
Morning, Dave.
The Bucks, big 139-112 rout of our Timberwolves last night. Wolves will play again tonight, and that was the debut of the new head coach, Chris Finch.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously it's hard to lay it on him. This has been building for a while, but they were just awful on defense. I mean, the Bucks scored 79 in the first half, which is unheard of, and then just played horse in the second half, shot a lot of threes, did all those things, and they have a good roster. They have some good players, and they're without Jrue Holiday, one of their key additions over there. So to do what they did was, it was pretty bad. It was an extension of what we've seen from the Wolves, and obviously Coach Finch can't implement a lot of new things over a practice and a shoot around, and now they get Chicago tonight. You just hope that his assessment of the team on what he's seeing, that he can come up with some kind of an assessment and make some changes that are different than what we're seeing right now, that he's able to look at this and say, okay, we need, either to change our philosophy on defense or the personnel in certain situations, because back in training camp, they talked all about the new emphasis on defense, and it's quite frankly been anything but that this whole year. They're easy to score on. They're always easy to score on. They always have been, and I don't know where he begins to shore that up, but last night they weren't even close. And Milwaukee's fun to watch when they get going. They got a nice team over there in the East, but it also tells you, small market, doesn't matter what size you are, if you get the right players in the NBA, you can have some fun. And Milwaukee is a smaller market than Minnesota. So if you get the right people, and they got the Greek freak, of course, Giannis, but Minnesota's had a couple of number one overall picks too here in the last couple of years. And something's got to get good here. That becomes a function of how well you run your team too. So we'll see.
Wolves will play tonight on WCCO Radio. You can stream that too, wherever you're at. And then the Wild play tonight against Colorado this evening, Maxie. They go in there with some hot, their hot line particularly, and they'll play Colorado and Nathan McKinnon and that team.
Yeah, Colorado's been good. McKinnon didn't play the last time they played against him, but Colorado's got they got some high-end talent there. That's a team that you figure in the playoffs you could see again. And we are getting to the point already in the NHL season, even though we're not that many games in it. You really realize that you're only playing in the West. You just don't even think about any of the other teams, or the Canadian teams that you could play. It is a reduced schedule. And I don't know what will come out of that in terms of what teams learn from each other, but the names begin to, it's the same people time and time again. But they've done a nice job coming out of the break, losing that first one and winning the next three. And like you said, playing with the Rask line or whatever it is, playing well offensively. And then you get Talbot back as a goalie here, and your roster is pretty healthy for the first time in a while. They're going to have a pretty healthy roster going forward here.
Maxie, Crete and Durham Hall beats Mountview. First time they lost a game all year last night.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday morning. That was kind of one that I circled as a possibility, because Crete has been playing well, and Mountview had this wonderful year. They're undefeated going in, but they've had a lot of games where they don't win by a lot. They beat Irondale 55-49 the other night, so they looked a little bit vulnerable, and Trey Holloman had, I think, 24 points, 22 points last night. And Creighton took over in the second half and beat them. There were some good games last night. Columbia Heights beat DeSalle for the second time by a couple of points. And St. Croix Lutheran upset Richfield last night. And they're going to be in the same section again, so that should be kind of fun. Centennial beat Maple Grove in overtime on the girls' side. There were some really good games last night.
Oh, and then tonight we have Hopkins and Minnehaha Academy, I think.
Yeah, the Hopkins is at Minnehaha Academy. Holmgren got named to the McDonald's All-America team. No big surprise there. Hopkins has been, this isn't one of their great teams, and obviously Kerwin Walton, who was their feature player last year, he scored 19 for North Carolina the other day as they beat Louisville. He's a great, great shooter playing out there for UNC. Took him a little bit of a while to heat up, but now he's got it going for the Tar Heels. He's getting plenty of playing time. Hopkins has Zeke Nagy's cousin, who's coming around as a junior there, big guy. You remember him, Dave. And so they still got some players. They've lost to Wayzata this year, and they lost to Minnetonka, which is unusual for Hopkins. But there's still some fuel in that tank. It'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, funny, what I remember best about Zeke Nagy is his ability to play the piano. Isn't that something? He's such a great player, but the piano thing just stood out to me. You know, Maxie, I look at that 2A, the numbers there of the teams, and I can't wait for the state tournament in April. But Waseca hasn't lost. They're on the top. We all know how good Minneapolis North is. We all know about Caledonia. We're learning about Stewartville. But then Melrose, they haven't lost. Mora hasn't lost. That thing is wide open.
Wide open, and Caledonia without the King kid now injured, that's tough for them. Stewartville's got the Shedder kid who's going to Michigan, the greatest, they're supposed to have the number one recruiting class in the country. And, you know, Minneapolis North, I was talking to Ronnie Henderson yesterday, who referees a lot of the games, former star at Marshall U, and I was out hanging out with him for a little bit yesterday, and he said the thing about North there, so I saw him against Minneapolis Southwest, they got so much depth, and then they got a couple of shooters, and they got they can go inside. This Willie Wilson is now talking to Larry McKenzie the other day, their coach. He said he's as good a leader as he's ever had at Minneapolis North, and that's saying something. So they're fortified as well. And in Waseca, I mean, people are raving about them. They got a 6'9 kid that's going to North Dakota State. They got a Dufault kid going to St. Thomas. They got some real players there. And they play St. Peter on Friday night. And St. Peter's not a bad team, so it'll be at least an interesting test. They go to St. Peter. But, they have really the people, you know, nobody sees these teams. The one thing of it is, Dave, is, you know, we can look at the rankings and all that, but the buzz that you normally get from people being at games, you don't get someone saying, hey, I saw so-and-so the other day. Boy, they look at all that's out the window this year. So you have to look at your computer and your rankings.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned Ronnie Henderson over there at Marshall. Of course, Ronnie, we had a chance to put him in the Minnesota Basketball Hall of Fame just a couple of years ago, and what a player and what a popular guy. So that's, I'm glad you, Brent, mentioned him as well. Maxie, come back in an hour if you wouldn't mind. A lot more to talk about.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!